I'm afraid I don't follow what you want.
I'm looking for the participle.
Or frequently. I've climbed them frequently.
If a person goes into church and bends down on his knees and prays and then gets up, you say he has done what?
Been kneeling.
Or he has
knelt.
And if you go in after lunch, let's say on Sunday, you don't take a nap, you go into the bedroom and you do what?
Lie down.
And if you saw someone in there, let's say he had gone in there at 1 o'clock, he'd been in the bed until 2, you'd say he what?
Had a nap.
And to refer to him on the bed, what would you say?
Well, he had lain on the bed for an hour.
And if the man wakes up and tells you that he's had these wonderful experiences, you might say, you didn't have any experiences, you just...
You just dreamed it.
Uh-huh. And then... then after that, you...
You woke up.
When you were courting your wife, if you went to a dance alone, and she went to a dance alone, and you happened to meet her there, you knew she was alone, what might you ask her for after the dance?
May I take you home?
To get a drawer open, you have to do what?
Pull.
And to get it closed?
You push.
And if you have a very heavy load here that has been over there, you've been discouraged.
Excuse me.
Oh, this burden has been taken from one place to the other. Someone says, how did you get it there? You didn't have any wheels or anything, you just picked it up and you
carried it.
If you have some things laid out here, let's say that you can't have disturbed at all, and a little child comes in and starts to put his hand up, what do you shout to him?
You mustn't touch.
If we are sitting here together and there's something in there that you'd like, what might you say to me?
Will you get so-and-so for me?
In basketball, when the ball goes through the hoop, 2 points are scored and it's said that the team scores a...
goal.
I was surprised to get the pronunciation goal for that. Now this is straight from New England. I don't know how it got here. To stand up and bang the feet on the floor, child did that, you'd say don't
stomp.
I'm a stomp.
He stamps his foot, but you tell him not to stomp.
Yeah. The game that's played, the game that's called Pass Your Pool, where the flags, the posts set in the holes, out in the green, beyond the fairway.
Oh, golf.
If you're carrying something and you are to have help, you pick up your end and you want the man to put his hands around his end. So you say to him what?
Pick up your end.
Well, let's say you just want him to put his hands around it. You don't want him to pick it up yet.
I'd instruct him to reach around his end.
Well, how would you say this normally? Catch on, grab hold, take hold.
Oh, get a hold.
And then when you get where you want to go, you want him to remove his hands?
Let it go.
If